housekeeping thing first, courtesy of our chairman. The literature table is must include immediately upon this session a wedding party schedule. And I'm implored, you may not pass out your literature at the wedding reception. Secondly, reception, free drinks, underlined. Richard Wagner will leave the first wedding party, leaving from the hotel lobby at 4:45 p.m. Including free booze, again underlined. So, we got it by there. I'm going to add one thing to Hugh's introduction. I have really experienced, things made me uniquely qualified for a life in journalism, writing, and now in media analysis for accuracy in media. At the age of 5 years old, in a small town in East Texas, I was a contract chicken manure hauler. Had a hen house, and Granddaddy Goldman had a vegetable garden. And the product of the hens was put in a little red wagon once a week. And for 5 cents a load, I pulled this 4 blocks down from Fulton Street in Marshall to put it in Granddaddy Goldman's vegetable garden. I think I learned a lot about human nature and journalism. Talking with Tony Stone yesterday, Tony was not sure if he'd make it, sure if he didn't, he's off the Portland for the Washington Times. Tony framed the argument that we're too pessimistic in looking at the role of conservatives in journalism. There are not more of us out there that we need to recognize. And Tony keeps making the point that when we have the press, we keep winning the elections, which is fairly well as far as it goes. But I think that in my particular job dealing with accuracy in media, we've got to keep nipping at their heels to try to ensure that the product that's printed is tolerably close to fair and accurate news. The gentlemen here today don't have to worry about the liberal media because they're current at their own places in the conservative media. And they in their own way have a hell of an impact upon the news and opinion of America. I will take this strictly alphabetical and try to keep all the world down because I think you're here at least of us and not me. Our first speaker is going to be Joe Farah, who works a very nice 16 to 18 hour day because he actually has two jobs. He's first income editor of the Sacramento Union Daily newspaper. But in addition, he also puts out a bi-weekly newsletter called Between the Lines, which covers the politics of the news media and the entertainment industry. Now, as the OLX team here are well aware, politics and showbiz certainly overlap. You have right now in California two prominent showbiz people, Jane Fonda and her former husband, Tom Hayden, running the infamous Big Brain Initiative. Then they listed practically everybody in Hollywood and show us to push this crazy scheme. The most goofy foreign plan since Stalin wiped out the Ukraine in 1932-33. But anyway, George is going to talk to us a while about what it is to take over a conservative newspaper. He told me 2 months ago he wouldn't want to read the newspaper, but by then, in 16, 18 hour days, he has made a dent in the Sacramento Union. Joe?